All right, I'm just going to say this right up front right now. The Seattle Seahawks did not win the NFC title game on Sunday. The Green Bay Packers lost it, gave it away. And if you're Mike Daniels, the defensive end for the Green Bay Packers, do the honorable thing. Just go away. You're in the NFC title game. You have the ball first and down. Interception, guy returns it to the two, and you want to get mouthy and cost your team 15, and you have to kick another field goal. Oh, that's all right. I really didn't have a dog in that fight. I thought the Packers may win. They should have. I was right on the Pats. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to be at the game either way, wearing my Bill Lee Red Sox jersey, which makes me a fan of everybody. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Joined in studio this evening by my man, Cabby. Hey, Cabby, how are you?
Good evening.
That's enough out of you. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this unmitigated disaster on Sports Overnight America. See, Terrell was supposed to be joining us, but he probably fell asleep back there in Iowa. By the way, big news in Major League Baseball just announced within the last hour or so. Max Scherzer, 7 years, drum roll everybody, Washington Nationals. So the Nats.
Oh, that's the one thing Washington needed was pitching. So,
well, you know, Steven Strasburg, you know, wow, these were only $1.50 a pop. Really?
For 10. And you got two of them.
Nice.
I know, they're outselling McDonald's. The war begins.
The war begins between Burger King and McDonald's.
That's right.
I'm more of a Carl's Jr. guy myself.
I can't eat none of that stuff because I'm trying to diet.
You're failing miserably.
Beyond. Oh. Actually, I lost a pound and a half, so.
What'd you do, burp? 1-800-878-752. That was a good one. Come on. That was good. Thoroughly in the show.
Oh, my.
1-800-878-7529.
You want to hear a bad one?
Well, we only have like 20 seconds left.
Okay. You hear I lost 10 pounds?
I'll give up. Go.
I cut my you-know-what in half. Ta-dun-dun.
You see where this show's going. Help me, people. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live. Sirius and XM Channel 92.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Oh, my God! They've shot him!
I've left you incredible nincompoop at the end of the quarter.
I was at a dance when you caught my eye. Standing all alone, looking sad and shy. You began to dance, swaying to and fro. And soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Cabby.
Not my favorite song.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is probably the only, well, we're the only live sports talk show at this hour of the night, first off. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say we're probably the only talk show on the planet that uses Annette Funicello as a rejoin music.
There she is.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, NXM Channel 92. Getting organized here with my, well, they don't call them, what do they call them in Burger King?
Just tenders.
Chicken tenders, I think.
Like the tenderloin.
Thank you. Or the tender knob is that area right where the knob hill and the tenderloin come together. They call it the tender knob.
That's and too, that's just too leave disgusting.
That's too easy. Just leave that one alone.
Exactly.
1-800-878-7529. The reason I'm referencing Burger King's chicken tenders, not because you know they're giving me any money or anything like that, like they need the advertising. I know what, hey, look, I'm not advocating it. If you're in Washington or Colorado, then fine, hunky-dory. But did you ever just, I hate to say this, and I didn't do anything today. Stoner's Munchies. I was sitting here producing the video game review with Rick Tittle. Fantastic show. Sundays, 9 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network. And all of a sudden, I mean, I'm looking around in here. I started chewing my forearm, one of my sneakers. And I said, thank God you were coming. I was like, stop by and get something. I don't care what it is. And you found chicken tenders, 10 for $1.50. That's a deal.
I was just being cheap, so I guess if that's a,
cost effective is the term you said.
What could I buy Jerry that won't cost
You could have got me a box of milk bones. I probably would have gone to town on it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, who is a cab driver here in San Francisco. 30, how many years now?
Well, 5 in the city.
A long time.
San Diego, South Orange County.
Right.
San Jose.
Yep, San Jose.
Palo Alto.
By the way, speaking of San Jose, and there's one in San Mateo, do you know where the Iguana Taqueria is in San Jose?
I know the one in San Ho. That's like Chris Townsend's.
Right. Well, they have, and we'll get to sports eventually. Like, you don't know what happened already, okay?
Yeah.
They have, and I didn't, it just was just, they have, I'm a burrito junkie, as we've all learned from our studies. All 5'11 and a half, 165 pounds of me. But I could put food away. They have a thing they're called the Burrito Azilla. Once again, you're doing the heavy breathing thing, man. I know you're out of.
Ah,
rock hard and
razor. You're so cute.
Rock hard and razor sharp. The only way to describe my nipples when you walked in. So they have this thing called the Burrito Azilla. It is a 17-inch, 5 1/4-pound burrito. I want this burrito.
Oh, you've never had one?
I know. I've had a burrito before. We have some great taquerias here in San Francisco. We have, of course, La Cumbre. The Blue Iguana, La Iguana Azul over here in Geneva and Mission. Guadalajara's over on Onondaga. You know what? There's one right around there. Believe it or not, in our little Italy here in San Francisco, it's called North Beach. There's a place right next to Baby Doll Strip Club called Taqueria Zorro. Their burritos are very, very good as well. But in any event, this thing, I have got to try this. And not because it's, I mean, you know, it's a standard burrito, you know, steak, refried beans, you know, rice, salsa.
Oh, no, Iguanas will give you the black beans if you want.
Well, I like the refried better.
No, I do too, but yeah. It's the first black bean burrito I ever had was Iguanas in San Jose.
So, but this thing, I want to see if, I you know, I don't want to, I know I can put it away, but I want to see, I want to take Townsend, because Townsend's 2 inches shorter than I am, but about 25 pounds heavier. And he could put some food away, too, because he has a big mouth. But I want to go down there, and I want to do the Burrito-azilla. I know there's one in Santa Clara. No, it's San Mateo. It's in San Mateo. So we're going to have to, remember we were talking about going out to get something to eat here in a couple
of weeks? I drove San Mateo. I can't think of the Iguanas in San Mateo.
I'll show you online later.
I know there's a Mr. Pickles deli sandwich.
Right. But what I'm going to do is, remember we were talking about going out and getting something to eat here in a couple of weeks? Right. I think what we should do is we should meet, either go to San Jose. That's what we call San Jose down here. San Jose. It's like 40, as a crow flies, 40 miles south of San Francisco. And San Mateo is what, a 20?
20.
20, yeah, give or take, yeah, as a crow flies. But there is one in San Mateo. And we have to, I think that's what we should do. I think we should go down and have the Burrito-azilla.
I don't want to wait 2 weeks before I eat anything. I probably...
Well, no, you can eat in the interim, but I'm
telling, okay,
you should get into training.
I mean, I thought you said you didn't want to eat for 2 weeks.
No, I said we were going to go out to eat.
Don't do it, Jerry.
Exactly.
We need you.
I am not Bobby Sands. 1-800-878-7529. Okay, Cabby, now, you're a degenerate gambler, and this is what I love about you.
I'm just a degenerate. Gambling is a...
It's just an added... Put it in there any way you like. But the one thing I want to talk about... The Patriot-Colt game, really, that doesn't even require any kind of post-analysis, even people who do know what the hell they're talking about. New England flat beat the hell out of the Colts.
Why is the East Coast game on?
Now, let's put that.
We'll
talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
The better game would have been the evening game. You had better ratings.
No, they just scheduled AFC, NFC first without knowing who was in it. That's all. But here's my point. Okay, real quick, we'll talk about the Colts, because we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left in this segment. There was this pre-coronation event taking place over the last couple of weeks with Andrew Luck. And nothing against Andrew Luck. I love Andrew Luck, fantastic ball player, fantastic person. Comes from good pedigree. Oliver Luck, the AD at the West Virginia University out there in Martinsville. Morgantown.
Backup for the Houston Oilers.
Exactly. Now, but my point, the thing is this. There was this pre-coronation, almost like a passing of the torch was going on. You know, he dispatched of an injured Peyton Manning and a overrated Denver Bronco team. And then, of course, Elway fires John Fox. Like, it was Fox's fault that he didn't have the players on the field, you know. But I was talking with Marty Terrell last week, and we were saying, you know, even if New England beats, you know, the Colts will put up a fight. And despite the fact that Brady will go to another Super Bowl, it's kind of a passing of the torch. You know what? Brady must have heard me, because there was no torch passing going on in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Sunday. The Patriots flat out spanked the Indianapolis Colts.
You know, I think the better coronation was the one Indianapolis had when they threw all the games so they could get the Luck pick. And at the time, what were they, 1-15? Or
I don't think they threw it so much. They were just a bit. No,
no,
no, here's the, here's, no. No, here, no, here you go. I'm going to explain something to you. As I eat, which is very unprofessional. Oh,
no, it's not.
It's in football, you can't really tank a game. You want to know why? Because you can get hurt. And not hurt as in, oh, I twisted an ankle or dislocated a finger. I'm talking you can get permanently injured. Not walk. Not be able to speak again. It's very difficult to get all 53 guys up there and say, no, we're going to tank this. Oh, by the way, while doing so, we're risking our lives.
No, they also had Brady today. He was in there kind of throwing passes downfield 40-7. And then he gets nailed on a play, and they're going, why is he still in there? It was like, exactly, why is he still
in there? I'm sitting there, is Belichick on crack? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I know people who are on crack. I got news for you. They wouldn't even be that stupid. Now, speaking of stupid, we're going to head to Martinsville, Virginia right now. Congratulations to Martinsville County, by the way, in Virginia. You were named the poorest economically most disadvantaged, I don't want to say poor, economically most disadvantaged county in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And with that, we go to our friend Moonshine Mike, who is in Martinsville, Virginia. Moonshine, welcome to Sports Overnight America, mi amigo.
Well, that's why I moved to Ridgeway.
Oh, wow.
I grew up in Martin, but anyway, Seattle came through.
By the way, in California, by the way, Mike, by the way, in California, Lake County is the poorest, by the way, just according to Forbes magazine.
whatever county I live in is the poorest.
There you go. Anyway, Mike, go ahead.
But I think Brady might pull it through the championship. What do you think?
Okay, one more time in English. What did you just say, Mike? I caught the first part of it, but after that, it kind of got.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, he might pull it through in the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Well, as we sit on Sunday evening, January 18th, 2015, the New England Patriots are 2.5-point underdogs to the Seattle Seahawks.
That's a pretty strong might there.
But. If let's put it this way, if Seattle plays like they did in the first quarter against the New England Patriots, this game will be over before Katy Perry works up a sweat.
I agree.
Because there ain't no way that the New England Patriots are going to be inside the 30-yard line and it, three times and inside the 10-yard line twice and score 6 points. That isn't going to happen to Tom Brady at all.
Three interceptions. But, you know, at the end of the game, to win it all, he threw the helm, threw a bomb, and then they hit the man on the run on single coverage. Uh-huh. So he could do, Russell does good in single coverage.
Or, as the rest of us here on the planet Earth say, he did well.
Oh, exactly. But I tell you what, I was right. You were on the Green Bay. You looked like he was going to run away with it.
I was watching that. I got called into work early, and it was 16-0 when I left. And then they pulled off that fake field goal, made it 16-7. I said, okay, that was a desperation move. And then I came in here, I said, there's like three minutes and 42 seconds and change. They're down 12. I'm thinking, no way. Way.
But, you know, just think if Aaron Rodgers was healthy. My God.
No, I got news for you.
Oh,
Mike,
he was healthy.
He was
today.
Healthy. He played fine. Yeah. It was Mike Daniels and that asinine unsportsman conduct call after that interception in the first. That right there. If I was a member of the Green Bay Packer coaching staff, I would have brought him off to the side of the field, sidelines, very quietly, and said, go to your locker room, get undressed, take a shower, pack, leave, don't come back.
But, you know, this year I believe that Brady and Aaron Rodgers were the best quarterbacks this year. By far, of course.
I wouldn't say by far. I mean, you can make an argument that Russell, you know.
Well, yeah, tell the truth.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me Green Bay had a defensive coordinator?
And Aaron Rodgers and Brady are the best quarterbacks this year.
You can make an argument for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can make an argument for that, sure.
Aaron Rodgers, Chico State.
What?
Peyton Manning didn't do squat.
Well, I wouldn't say he didn't do squat.
He collected his check.
It wasn't like he had a quarterback rating of 10. You know, I got news for you. Up until we started seeing Denver's chink in the armies when they lost that game in St. Louis. Remember that was a 12-7 or 12-10 or something like that? Up until then, we were already coronating the AFC title to Denver. Remember? Look back, think back, people.
You know,
we were.
Russell Wilson had a good rating until this game. He had a killer rating. But the worst game Peyton Manning played was at New England, and New England beats crap out of him.
That happens. Hey, Mikey. Yeah. Mikey.
Love the show, baby.
Bye later. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, and we love moonshine, Mike.
We love moonshine.
We love, but if you're going to drink your breakfast out of a mason jar, once again, give it 12 good hours before you call a national sports talk show.
Mix a little Kool-Aid in there, too, so it doesn't
stink. Anything. Asbestos. Something. Lead paint. Anything. 1-800-878-7529, along with the great Cabbie. I am the slightly used Jerry Burke. Seattle and New England in Glendale, where I will be. Figures I get to go to a Super Bowl. Is it in like New Orleans or Miami or somewhere hot? No, Glendale. And Katy Perry's a halftime show, which means I'm just going to be at the bar somewhere.
But you're stuck there. You have to listen. I can turn the channel.
I don't have to do anything, my man. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92, an update next.
And all my cares go up in smoke. I take a toe, and all my cares go up in smoke.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Have you ever experienced loss of consciousness, hallucinations, dizzy spells, convulsive disorders, fainting, or periods of loss of memory?
Well, that's in everyone.
Opening track to an album that had the misfortune of following Dark Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here from 1975. Great album. It came up right after Dark Side of the Moon.
I like this album better than Dark Side.
I like Dark Side of the Moon better, but I got news for you.
I'm an Animals guy, though. I think that's
some of the best times I ever had in my life, and you know who you are, were listening to this album in Dover, in the Delaware Water Gap, actually, at the time.
I think Dark Side put him on the hit list.
Well, what happened was, when they did Metal in 19... We're speaking of Pink Floyd here. And Metal in 1970 was the album where they started coming up with that sound. Echoes was on there, Fearless, Saint-Tropez. And then, of course, they brought in Alan Parsons, who was a musician and an engineer. It was his first proper engineering gig. And that's kind of what made... They say Dark Side of the Moon was overproduced. I don't care. I think it's fantastic. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now, down through the minors, all the way to youth leagues. They have a softball bat. Help you with your swing there. You're a ball player or you know someone who is, you want to get them a great gift, go to phbat.com. Check them out. Coupon code PHBAT14. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. As long as we're talking about baseball, real quick, Max Scherzer, 7-year deal with the Washington Nationals. Terms to be disclosed shortly.
Oh, I want to borrow some money from him.
It's really expensive to live in our nation's capital. I live there. I mean, by the way, check this out. So Babe Ruth in 1930 and 31 made $80,000 a year. That famous line, you're making more than the president. Well, I had a better year. Think about this. Adjusted for inflation, Babe Ruth would be making $1.1 million a year. That's it. $1.4 million under the average for a major league ballplayer. Babe Ruth was technically underpaid.
So what do you consider inflation? I always assume money doubles like every 7 to 10 years.
No. Even if, okay, fine. Let it double every 7 to 10 years.
Right.
All right. So it doubles it? No. It's based on inflation and growth rate of the dollar and the GPA. $1.1 million. That's all he'd be. That's all Babe Ruth would be making. Sign me up now. Real quick, NFL. Here we go in the NFC title game. Green Bay just threw this one in the toilet, stepped on the handle, and let it swirl down the tubes because they had this game. Let Seattle come back, tie it late in overtime, 28-22. It was Seattle over the Green Bay Packers. New England, this game was not in overtime, by the way, 45-7 over the Indianapolis Colts. Super Bowl, February 1st, Glendale, Arizona. Seattle opens up as a 2.5-point favorite. NBA, light schedule. Is that Utah put up 27 points in the first half. Think about that. 27 points total. And the second half wasn't a whole lot better. San Antonio beat them 89-69 in a game, which evidently Utah didn't even play the fourth quarter. Elsewhere in the NBA, Oklahoma City, very quietly now, a 500 team. Be careful of the Thunder. They may be coming back quicker than anyone thought. 127-99 over Orlando. And New Orleans outscores Toronto by 8 in the fourth. They win the game 95-93 under the frozen pond. The Rangers 5-2 over Pittsburgh. Dallas puts up 3 in the third to take care of Chicago 6-3. Arizona, or check that, Detroit puts up 3 in the third, take care of Buffalo 6-4 in a shootout win for Winnipeg 4-3 over Arizona. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com for the Pro Hammer Bat. You, like I said, you're a degenerate, and we'll put the term gambling in front of it in this particular instance.
No, gambling would be like number 4 on what kind of degenerate list I am.
If you were under 18, I would call you juvenile delinquent.
Hmm.
Fair enough? Hey, you have a job. You know, that's so funny. Oh, you're a bum. No. We both make good livings. You know?
We're not dying. No.
We're not. No, we eat regularly. You've seen my neighborhood. There's not cockroaches swinging from the light fixtures, right?
My apartment is too small. The cockroaches moved out.
Yes, yeah, my place is pretty large. Anyway, my point is this. You're looking at this now. And by the way, I'm so sorry. You had the under at 45.5?
45.5.
Yeah, you had.
22. Yeah, it's a loser.
You had to be. There really aren't words to describe what you must have been saying. There probably are, but we're not allowed to say them on the air right now.
Every little thing that happened screwed that under.
But as you look at it now, I do not know what the over-under is. I'm going to imagine that the OA is probably going to be around 52 in this one coming up.
Ooh, not with Seattle's D. That's a little high. I would go between 45 and 52.
Okay, I'm sitting at the window at the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. I'm at the sportsbook window. Cabby comes up. Cabby, he has $1,000 on him. Cabby has to bet 500 on the over-under. And the over-under is at 47. Where's Kevin putting his $500?
The Mustang Ranch out there in Sparks, Nevada. Friendly girls.
Just play along with me, will you?
I always bet the under.
Okay, now you're going to take Seattle's got, as we speak. Now, of course, this is just a couple hours after the games have ended. It's a 2.5-point spread. Seattle, 2.5-point favorite over the Brady et al.
New England Patriots. Boston has a football team.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying, who are you?
I'm going with Seattle.
You're going with Seattle on that one.
Yeah,
okay. We're the 2.5. So I
hate both teams. So.
Here's the thing. I really technically don't have a dog in the fight. I'm a Ravens fan, but I'm from New England. So I kind of have to, and I'm an AFC kind of guy. But the other thing is, I have this really cool Bill Lee 1975 Boston Red Sox jersey, which is going to look really hot down there in Glendale. So I'm going to wear that and like pretend I'm a Patriot fan. But I'm going to wear like a Starbucks t-shirt underneath just in case the game gets out of hand and Seattle's winning.
You're just going to wear a shirt, nothing else.
Well, of course I'm going to wear a thong and heels. Jesus Christ.
Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. Do I have to explain everything to you? Along with the great cat.
Actually, yes, you do.
We have a long, long night ahead of us. You know that, my friend?
Why? We got to repeat this football scores every 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, we got to do that, too. That's because they pay me the big money. You know, when we come back, though, except we're going to be coming back doing lots of other nonsense because I have a long night ahead of me, so I'm pacing myself. That's what I'm doing. I'm pacing myself. We're going to talk a little baseball when we come back. You're saying to yourself, really? Yes, really. We're going to play some, talk about some baseball when we come back. 1-800-878-7529, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Seals and Crofts. Dash Crofts and Jimmy Seals? Yeah, go ahead. I'll meet you up front. And Jimmy Seals. And Glenn Campbell. Wait, hold on. Dash Crofts, Jimmy Seals from Seals and Crofts, Glenn Campbell, also as members of the Tramps. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Tequila.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never got to bat in the major leagues. I'd have liked to have that chance just once. To stare down a big league pitcher. To stare him down, and just as he goes into his windup, wink. Make him think you know something he doesn't. To feel the tingle in your arm as you connect with the ball. To run the bases, stretch a double into a triple, and flop face first into third.
Sports Overnight America, Sirius at XM Channel 92. Of course, you heard Burt Lancaster there, the words spoken of Moonlight Graham lamenting about not having one at-bat in the majors. And let's be honest, we all wanted to have one at-bat in the majors. It didn't matter if you popped up, hit a home run, whatever it was, you would love to have stood in a batter's box in a major league ball game just once, just to see what it's like. Many people have had just one at-bat in the big leagues. Growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, one of my father's friends was a Pennsylvania state trooper who hit the greatest fungos in history. These things were Sputnik orbits. And he had one at-bat in the major leagues back in, I believe it was late April of 1963, a team that had early win on it, Hall of Famer early win, the 1963 Cleveland Indians. He was number 7 in your scorecard. He's number 1 in our hearts. Bob Lipsky joins us on Sports Overnight. Bob, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with anybody from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, some of us actually got out of town and did well.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them, but a lot of people have done that. Hey, listen, before we get into your one at bat in the bigs, let me ask you something. When you've watched a major league game or been to a major league game, or even if you see or heard of somebody who has their first at bat in the majors, what goes through your mind if you've ever seen that on TV? Let's put it this way, if you were the bench coach, as that kid was getting ready to go to the plate, what would you say to him?
Relax. Try and relax, because when you get the call like that, it's hard to describe the feeling that comes over you. I was playing professional baseball for 5 years,
right,
and I had a whole year in AAA at Buffalo, and I was in the bullpen in Yankee Stadium. And as a matter of fact, I was talking with my brother-in-law, who was come down to see the game.
Right.
And the phone rang, and they said, come on down to the dugout. You're going to pinch hit. Well, from left field in Yankee Stadium
right,
to the dugout.
Yeah, it was a $5 cab ride, I remember, yeah.
I could feel my nerves starting to act up. And, just being in Yankee Stadium was a thrill for me. I mean, you know,
right,
that's like walking in the Holy Land, you know.
Well, except unless you're a Red Sox fan like me, then it was Fenway Park. But I'd been to old Yankee Stadium before the renovations in 75 when they actually had the monuments were in center field. Jimmy Pearsall used to hide behind them. I thought that Babe Ruth was buried out there. I really did think that.
I guess a lot of people thought that, but no, that's not true. But you know, when you're going to pinch hit in Yankee Stadium in the game of the week, you know,
right,
and you haven't faced live pitching for 3 weeks,
right?
You become nervous.
Of course,
you know what I mean? You're nervous. And I went up to the plate with the idea that I'm going to swing at every yeah, pitch.
If it's a pickoff move to first, I'm hacking, basically. Well, listen, before we get to the actual at-bat, let me ask you, you were not a September call-up. You were brought up, you came up sometime during April, I guess it was, in 63.
Well,
your first time on the field, I guess, was April 28th. I guess you caught an inning or two or something like that?
Yeah, in Kansas City. Yeah, that was after Yankee Stadium, I believe.
Right.
But I was drafted by
Philadelphia in 56, right?
Well, I signed with Philadelphia when I graduated high school.
Right. Did you go to Tech or Central?
Tech.
Yeah, that's right. Scranton Tech High School, which no longer exists. My alma mater of my parents. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Great school.
Oh yeah, Red Raiders go. Anyway,
yes.
Please. But no, so you were signed by Philadelphia at age 18, and I know you were picked up in the Rule 5 draft by Cleveland, I think like 4 or 5 years later or something like that.
Well, I didn't start playing until 1959 because I was in the Navy. I joined the Navy Reserve
mm-hmm.
in high school, and I found out later that I had to go 2 years active duty. So instead of starting my career in 57,
right,
I started in 59.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bob Lipsky, by the way, who joins us here from Scranton, Pennsylvania. The man had one at bat in the bigs back in early 1963. I checked on this, and you know what? Ted Williams struck out in his first at bat at Yankee Stadium in his first major league appearance. So you see, here's the thing. Why, they gave Ted Williams other chances. They have streets named after him and tunnels up in the Boston area. If they had given you a second chance, they'd be building monuments and naming streets after you in Cleveland.
You know what? You just made me feel real good.
See, I remember, and this is on a personal aside, I was talking with Kenny Sherman. If you remember that name, he was one of my best friends growing up, and you used to hit the greatest fungos. I mean, these things would bring down rain, and I swear, every time you hit one up in the air, Kenny used to yell out, Sputnik, because those things used to go so far. We used to love catching your fly balls. I used to stay out until it was dark half the time. You used to get sick and tired of me. But so you brought up to the Cleveland. Who was the manager of the Indians then?
Bertie Tepetz,
who actually played with Babe Ruth back in the day.
He played with a lot of guys.
And Tommy John was on that team. He was like 18 or 19 years old and making all of $6,500 a year, I might add. Tommy Agee, who later on became famous for his couple of center field catches with the Mets against the Orioles in the 69 series.
Early
Wynn was on that team. Now, Early Wynn is a Hall of Fame pitcher. He had 300 career wins. He pitched for like 48 years in the bigs. Did you get a chance to talk? I mean, when you first got into your first game, who was pitching? Mudcat Grant was on that team, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mudcat Grant was on that team. Sam McDowell was on that team. Dick Donovan, who was a 20-game winner in the big leagues, I think, the year before, he was on that team.
Yep, he was. Tommy Agee was on that team. Of course, I think Joe Ascone was the catcher who caught the most games for that season. You guys went 79 and 83 that year, which is kind of respectable. You finished sixth in the American League, so that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you're considering you had to go up against the Yankees. So you get into a game as a catcher before you ever got a chance to pinch hit in the bigs. You caught a couple of games, right?
I just went in, caught an inning in Kansas City. One or two innings.
Two innings. I checked. You caught two innings and you had three putouts, which means you caught three strikeouts in the big leagues. That's three more than I ever get. Okay, so let's go. We're at Yankee Stadium. You're out in the bullpen catching whomever is warming up out there. Or if you know anything about bullpens in the majors, you were looking at girls. Bernie Tepetz brings you in from the bullpen. You get into the dugout, and you said Whitey Ford, I guess you said, was started that day. But you didn't have the pleasure of going up against the chairman of the board. You went up against who?
Al Reniff, who was a right-hander. You know,
right. You were a left-handed hitter.
He's not going to pinch hit a left-handed guy like me against Whitey Ford.
when you got up to the plate, Yankee Stadium's right field porch, I mean, you could throw a rock out of there. I mean, it was a short right field porch. When you're standing up at the plate and you look, it was like being at Shout Stadium in Dunmore. It was like 260 feet down the right field line. When you look down the right field line, and I don't know if Moose Skowron was playing first for the Yankees or not, I don't know, but you looked down and you saw that right field was that close. Did you get up there and say to yourself, you know what, I can do this?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to hit in Yankee Stadium my whole career. They'd fly out of there down right field.
And so you get up. So you get up to the plate. Could you feel nerves when you got?
Yeah, I feel very nervous. As a matter of fact, I could feel it in my legs. I was nervous, and I was hoping Nelson Howard didn't see my legs shaking.
Did the umpire say anything to you, knowing that it was your first at bat? Because I've spoken to a couple people who it was their first at bat in the bigs. The umpire actually went up, brushed the plate, and just kind of, you know, almost in a fatherly way, said, "Just relax, it'll be over. It'll be over soon." I think was what they said.
Well, you know, I foul two pitches off down the right, two ground balls down the right field line, and I felt, geez, at least I hit the ball.
Right.
I haven't faced live pitching, and then the count got to 3-2, and he made a pitch on the black, low and away. It was a strike, and I didn't even argue, but the only regret I have is I never swung at that ball. At least if I swung at it.
You went down swinging, right?
Let me
ask you something, and not to bring this down a little bit, but so you're, what, 24, 25 years old, give or take?
25, yeah.
And, you know, you strike out in your only appearance in the – how long after that did they send you back down to the minors?
I was with the ball club 30 days. I think it was in May sometime.
Okay, well, yeah, it was early May, but when you got sent, did you get sent back to AAA in Buffalo? Is that where they ended up sending you?
Well, here's the deal: the Phillies had the option to take me back in their organization.
Oh, okay.
Cleveland paid Philadelphia $25,000 for me in the draft.
Nice.
And if they returned me to Philadelphia had to give them half the $25,000 back. So the Phillies made $12,500 on me.
And which were spent on stadium repairs, probably at Old Shibe Park.
I went back at that time. Frank Lucchesi was the manager, the AAA manager in the Philly organization. He was managing Little Rock in the International League, and it was him, his influence that the Phillies. Took me back and sent me to Little Rock.
And if they were so interested in getting you back, at what point did you start to say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going back there anytime soon. I mean, when did it start occurring to you that might have been my only shot in the bigs?
Well, you know, once you get that close, it's hard to get it out of your system. You know, you figure you can make it back. You know, you can make it back. But it's one of the most discouraging moments of your life when you get sent out of the major leagues back to AAA.
I can understand it, but you know the people who are listening to us right now on Sports Overnight America on Sirius and XM Channel 92, they would swim through 2 miles of barbed wire just to be able. My father, for example, you know my father pretty well. My dad was a all field, no hit, minor league third baseman in the Mets organization. To the day he died, he said he would have given up his firstborn child, which unfortunately was me, he would have loved to have stood at third base on the field, for one pitch. And he said he didn't care what happened on the pitch, ball, strike, out, just for one pitch. There are people who would swim through glass to say that they had one at bat in the bigs. And I can understand where you say you'd like to, if you're going to strike out, you should strike out, swinging. But that happens. So how long were you back with the Phillies organization before you ended up doing what my dad did, which was get married and have a wife that says you're not playing ball anymore?
Well, let me just say one thing. When I got sent down, John Romano, who was the first string catcher, broke his finger. Uh-huh. And if they had not sent me back to the Philly organization, I probably would have stayed with the big club.
And they would have been building those monuments and naming streets after you there on the banks of the Lake Erie.
Yeah, but that's the way it worked out. And I went back to AAA and I stayed. When I first started playing pro ball, I said, well, I'll give it 5 years, I was with Cleveland at the end of 5 years, but then I put in 3 more. When you're that close, you hate to quit.
And you're getting paid to play baseball. I mean, I'm not in any hurry to stop doing this. I mean, that would be my mentality. But look at me, I'm 49 years old. I play wiffle ball games still. I mean, I'll do anything to play in a ball game. You know that. You knew me as a kid. I was like that as a little kid as well. Bob Lipsky joins us from Scranton, Pennsylvania. No T, no N. He is a former Pennsylvania State Trooper who never pulled me over. Had one at bat in the bigs with the Cleveland Indians. Back in 1963, and he struck out. And Bob, listen, I so appreciate the time you came. This was an absolutely fantastic. This was an actual thrill for me, believe it or not.
It's always nice to talk baseball with somebody that knows it.
And your daughter Mary Grace, who lives out here near me in Oakland, California, I live in San Francisco, is telling me you're friends with Lee Elia.
Oh yeah. Lee is a very close friend of mine. We roomed together for 3 years in the Philly chain. As a matter of fact, we see each other once or twice a year. I'll go down and visit him. He lives right in the Tampa area, in Odessa.
Yeah, I know.
And I go down and play some golf with him, and he comes up here. Him and his wife come up here, and we've been very close. There's a guy.
Eloquent speaker, by the way, Lee Elia. Just throwing that out there. I've heard some of his press conferences and his post game. He had a way with the English language. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah. Well, we discussed that many times, and in my own personal opinion, he would have been a great major league manager. He knew the game inside out.
Sure.
But he just lost it momentarily that one time, which was supposed to be behind closed doors, and all that stuff.
But Earl Weaver got away with it.
Yeah.
Billy Martin. Lord knows Billy Martin did.
Oh God, yeah. But you see, the thing of it is, he ripped the fans.
He did,
and that's what hurt him.
And there were Cub fans, no less, which you don't want to do.
Oh, I know. But that was a tragic thing because he was a great manager.
He was. My influences of my life. I still want to call you Mr. Lipsky. Bob Lipsky, thank you so much for doing this. Honest to God, this has been one. Believe it, I've interviewed countless people. I was out getting drunk with Bill Spaceman Lee just last night, but this has actually been one of the thrills of my career. Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Bob Lipsky, ladies and gentlemen, the man had one at bat in the bigs back in 1963, hit two scorching. I'm going to say it. He hit two foul balls down the right field line at Yankee Stadium. One hasn't landed yet. Got a crap call on a called third strike in his only big league at Packer. Thanks to Bob Lipsky, Sports Overnight America, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I never even knew we had a nightclub down here.
Our thanks to former big leaguer Bob Lipsky. Coming up on the top of the hour, boys and girls, those idiots at the USA Network with what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.